Hello.
Hello, John. What do you want to tell us, John?
How you doing?
Yeah, good as gold.
We've had this conversation before in another radio station on a Saturday morning.
Did we?
Yes.
Of course.
But I think it qualifies well from one of your...
It's all right. It's another chance to hear, if I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's about the crowd. I told you that way back in the early 70s, I was around about 11, 12, and I was the only person at a football game. That meant the attendance was one because of the fierce weather. And because I was...
Yeah, I remember you, John.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Okay, and I...
This involves a parka, doesn't it? A hood.
No, a duffel coat.
All right. Okay, John.
But what the point is, from the attendance being one, me, in fact, there wasn't anybody within about 2-3 miles radius of it. It was in one of those all-weather pitches. I ended up refereeing it, so I...
I remember you now.
Out through his hood.
I remember you now. We remember it because it's our business to remember, but a lot of people out there, even probably heard that show then, won't. Yeah. This is glorious. John, I don't mind doing this. Go on, tell us, John, what happened?
Okay, there's a sad end to it as well, since I was last talking to you. I was very friendly with a guy who was about 11 or 12 years older than me. He lived in the same street and took me under his wing, whatever. And he was a very good footballer for that standard. I used to go and watch him playing football for this team, a home and away, like I was there, you know. And by and large, it was only the managers and me on the line, 3 or 4 people, you know, it was at that standard.
Yeah.
This time it was fierce. I remember you lot taking the mick out of me because of the fierce, fierce rain. And nobody, I don't even remember any cars passing by during the match.
It was freezing, it was sleeting into your face.
It was too dangerous to drive a car, such was the weather.
Yeah. I was standing on the line and they all looked about and I couldn't believe that they were going to play it. But these head cases were all standing about and saying, well, we're here, we might as well play it. And they looked around and said, well, who's going to referee it? And I was standing on the line. I couldn't even walk before it started. My trousers were stuck to me. And so they come over and they handed me the whistle. I don't even know where they got the whistle from. And they handed me the whistle and says, would you referee it? But I couldn't even talk. So they just put the whistle in my mouth. And I didn't take... I kept the whistle in my mouth. I just kept my hands in my pocket.
Do you watch a program called South Park? So it's on tonight on Sky Television at 10 o'clock.
No.
Well, if you've got Sky Television, put it on at 10 o'clock. There's a character who looks just like you in your parka on it. You'll see what I mean. Anyway, carry on.
Well, anyway, the match continued. The half time, I just literally stood in the halfway line, and if there was a decision to be made, I just blew the whistle. I didn't do anything.
Mm.
And they stopped. I didn't say it was offside or throw in or whatever else. And away it went anyway. And I cut it short. I must have played about 30 minutes the first half and about 20 minutes the second half.
Yeah, maybe 10.
But the point, I've told this story before, when I blew up for full time, everybody ran off to their cars because that's where they got changed, and they left me standing on the line.
Yeah, they did. And they left him there with the whistle poking out of his duffel coat, his hands in his pockets, no thanks, nothing, was there?
Right, no. But then the fella who I was very, very friendly with suddenly realised, you know, about 5 or 10 minutes later, I couldn't walk, I couldn't shout, I couldn't take a whistle out of my mouth. So he came back and he literally lifted me. Now my knees wouldn't even bend. He lifted me and carried me across the pitch horizontally, but a whistle still in the mouth.
Making this kind of noise as he carried you.
And put me along a back seat while they all got changed. I just put along the back seat.
You see, in a cartoon, the whistles would have come out in ice cubes. The note, you know the note you always see coming out of a whistling cartoon? It would have come out, you see, and hovered in ice.
Well,
and then when the weather warmed up a bit, several decisions would have made themselves known. Once they thawed out, you'd have heard an offside decision months later, thawing out above that pitch.